Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
So that's why it's good that we have Larry Kudlow now available to discuss.
Absolutely. And we have him, right?
Yeah.
All right. Larry Kudlow. Good afternoon, or good morning, actually, Larry. Sorry, not afternoon. Good morning, Larry. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Mary.
So, Larry, we were just discussing the health care bill fight and what they can get done between now and August recess. And Mike Pence's latest comments on, if you can't get it done, then let's just repeal it. And we're starting to hear more people getting on this bandwagon of let's just repeal it and get that done by August recess. What do you think of that?
Oh, it's not my favorite thing. I mean, if you do that, you're going to really open the door to a barrage of Democratic criticism that they're going to leave, you know, millions and millions and millions of people in limbo. I mean, it may be just as hard to defend repeal as it is to defend the other stuff that they haven't gotten done. I mean, there's Quinnipiac, 16% favor the Republican plan. 16% is not good. But if you go to repeal, my hunch is Democrats are just going to say they're repealing it, and they're going to throw everybody off. You're all going to lose your insurance. Wealthy, middle, poor, everybody.
Maybe. I kind of expect, though, that if their repeal plan came through, that the approval numbers might actually go up. Because those 16% who like it, I mean, meaning the reason the numbers are so low is because the belief is that it's only a destroy Obamacare system. But among Republican supporters, they don't even know what the bill does. So they're not for it. That it's unknowable.
I know. It may all be unknowable, but if they had a clear position,
right.
What's missing here is a clear Republican bill. So if you have a clear Republican bill that abolishes mandates, for example, while at the same time allows Medicaid to continue to grow, albeit perhaps some slower pace, and doesn't bail out the insurance companies, I think that could be sold. Right now, Democrats are just going to have a field day if you go for repeal. I mean, repeal was an option a year ago or 6 months ago. I personally don't think it's an option right now. I think conservatives have some great ideas that need to be dealt with. I mean, the Cruz Amendment, for example, which essentially would allow insurance companies who create one plan that would be like Obamacare. Okay, it would have everything in it. It would have mandates. It would have 12 specific items you have to have. It's very costly. It's one of the things driving up premium cost. But after that one plan, then they could design as many other plans as they want to fit the needs of what people in the individual insurance market want, right? Which is the right position. And consequently, premiums would fall substantially. That would still leave in place, as far as I know. I've not spoken to Senator Cruz lately, but so far as I know, that would still separate out those with preconditioned illnesses, but would be funded. They would fund it by these risk pools, which I always thought was a good idea. Meanwhile, people who are healthy, and that includes the young people who have boycotted the entire plan, right? That's why it's in a death spiral financially. They would be able to have true choice. Now, what's wrong with that? I think that's terrific, getting rid of the mandates. If you repeal alone, and I'm not sure they have the votes to do that, by the way, Democrats are going to just clobber them by saying you're just walking away from everybody, particularly poor people, particularly sick and ill people, particularly Medicaid. They'll just clobber them. So, look, there's 14 days until August, and in fact, there's 14 days until, get this, a 34-day recess. That's the August recess vacation, as I call it. So if I were Republican leader in the Senate and House, I would vote immediately to stop the August recess. Stop it. I'm going to work in August. You guys are going to work in August. They should work in August. Not only should they finish up the health care bill, they must lower taxes, particularly the business taxes that are holding up economic recovery and job and wage creation. So I think repeal alone is a cop-out. I don't think it's politically astute at all. And I think McConnell should just keep pitching away. I don't think they're that far from it. And get something. Just get something. You know, when was the air conditioner invented, Mary? I don't recall. You know what, you know a lot about history, don't you? When was the air conditioning?
Well, I don't have air conditioning in my home, so I can't answer that question. So as far as my home is concerned, I know it was not around 136 years ago. But you're right. And the other thing that we talk about...
That's why they should be in August.
I agree. Listen, I can't agree with you more.
It was invented in 1902, by the way.
They all get together. Trump, McConnell, and Paul Ryan, and just say, we're not leaving until we complete health reform and tax cuts. Just say it, all right? I mean, otherwise, look, 14 plus 34 is 48 days. 48 days they're going to give up to do what, may I ask? Not to pass a health bill, not to pass a tax cut. Because when they come back, they only have a handful of days. I think it's about 45, 50 days, and they got to do a budget. They got to do debt ceiling. For heaven's sakes, this is really a comedy of errors. GOP does not look good on this. Democrats just want to nationalize.
You know who never takes a break? Larry Kudlow.
Single payer. All they want. Read what they're saying. They would love repeal. Then they can, or they would love to work with the GOP create single payer, government run health care. Let me give an example of single payer.
I wish you could, Larry. You're going off like crazy for
Medicaid.
Us this morning.
Medicaid. You want the whole health system to look like Medicaid? I'm sorry. This is just, as you can see, I'm agitated.
Yeah, you seem a little animated about
this
subject.
Yes, you are. Larry, thank you so much. We always appreciate it when you come on. It is always very entertaining and informative. That is Larry Kudlow. You can hear him here on set at 7 o'clock on WMAL's
Larry,
on
Saturdays. Love that guy.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.